Sometimes I think to myself, what have you done? Watching the joy of someone else makes me feel numb. I can't believe that they're holding on while I'm stuck here hanging around. Don't you just wish that once in a while they'd fall and come crashing right down?
I'm sick of wasting my life. So fucking done. All my friends hit the big time. I've hardly begun. I can't believe that they're holding on while I'm stuck. That for once in a while they'd fall and come crashing back down.
Welcome to episode 5 of the York Calling Podcast. I'm your host, Graham Smith. These may be uncertain times, but one thing that will never change is the abundance of quality under-the-radar creative arts in the world, and this podcast celebrates that. Opening this week's show was the track Merry-Go-Round, a collaboration between British singer-songwriter Emma Miller and producer Scott Colcombe. It's a refreshingly honest track about that little bit of jealousy we all feel when others are successful. We've got a bumper crop of music in this week's show, with tracks to come from Newcastle rockers Be Quiet Shout Loud and Canadian acoustic performer Missy Bauman. But first, I chat to local singer and poet Miles Salter. So hello, Miles. Welcome to the York Calling Podcast.
Graham, hi. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. So you are the eponymous Miles from Miles and the Chain Gang, the local band. Tell us a little bit about the band, how they came together.
Well, I've been playing music since I was a teenager, which was the late 80s, and made a bunch of tapes in the 90s, and was involved in music for a long time. And then I had kids, and then kind of everything sort of went quiet for about 10 years, and I was writing. And then I had a sort of a bit of a major life change. I thought, well, what would I really like to do? And one of the things I really wanted to do was music. And I started playing open mic nights. And I met Billy Hickling, who I'd seen play in King Courgette, who's this extraordinary percussionist and drummer. And I met him one night at Ruby Tuesdays, and he said, do you want to play? And we sort of started playing together. And then we did a gig at the Basement in autumn 2018, and I met Tim Bruce that night. And so the three of us, Tim plays bass, and the three of us met at Billy's house in September of 2018. It was just amazing. It was just the energy was fantastic. And I had all these songs from years and years ago, and so basically I'm using all these old songs that I had from a long time ago, but they as a rhythm section, they're fantastic. They bring a lot of energy, and it just feels really good.
And you've just released fairly recently released a new single and video. When it comes to you, how was that making the video?
Well, it took ages to do it. We started in September, and we finally got the video and the single out at the end of January. So it took ages. Which is crazy.
It took so long. Is it longer than expected?
It was partly getting people together, recording rehearsals, recording sessions. We had six people play on the track, which is the three of us plus a guitarist plus Holly Tamar, who did the vocals, and Simon, who played the keyboards. But just getting the rehearsals, recording sessions, organising the video took ages. Everything takes an age. But I have to say, when it finally came out, I was really happy. I was really pleased with it.
I didn't realise Holly was on the track.
Holly Tamar does the backing vocal. She sounds brilliant.
In the chorus, is it?
Or? She sort of sings a kind of atmospheric bit around the bridge and stuff. And she's fantastic, really good.
And you mentioned your writing before as well. So you're a man of many hats, musician and writer. So how's the writing going?
It's okay. I mean, everything in my kind of my creative world is really important to me, but it feels like everything takes a long time. I've written poetry and I've written fiction and journalism, and it's all great, but it feels like everything takes an age, really, for me.
Yeah.
Everything, I'm like a tortoise plodding along.
I guess that's the thing about the creative process, is you can't rush it, can you?
I was reading a book about children's picture books, and I read that the Gruffalo, even the Gruffalo, which you think, well, I wouldn't take them that long, even that apparently took them 4 years from start to finish.
Yeah, well, I guess with something like that, even though, you know, it's not very wordy, you know, each word has to be refined, doesn't it? In terms of you've got so little to play with, you've got to make it count.
Publishing is really slow business. Like if you do get a publishing contract, they can say to you, well, the book will come out in a couple of years' time or something. You know,
yeah.
it's not a speedy thing. But the nice thing with social media and YouTube and stuff is that you can do, you know, in comparison, getting the band to do the song or the video, we did it in about 4 or 5 months. So that's comparatively quick, isn't
yeah.
it? But it felt like it for me, the band, it feels like it's taking a while to kind of. Nobody knows who we are at the moment, so.
Well, hopefully a few more people will know you now with the new single and getting it out
there.
It's
building up, and we've had 400 people have had a look at that video, so that's really encouraging, and we're doing a few gigs.
Yeah, brilliant. What gigs have you got coming up?
So we're playing a little tiny place in Goole in March 2020, and then start of April the 3rd, we're playing the White Horse on Bootham in York. And then we've got a couple of other things coming up as well. I can't remember the dates now, but there'll be a few things happening over the summer, I hope.
Great, great. And have you got anything else going on at the moment in terms of exciting stuff coming up?
I'm working on a book of poems, which so far has taken 7 years. It's going back to what we were saying about stuff takes an age. So hopefully that'll come out at some point. And I'm also working on a kids picture book with a friend of mine called Simon Collins, who's a York based animator and illustrator, and that's really exciting. But again, that's taken us over a year so far, and we haven't finished it. Everything takes a while.
And you're not a York native, are you? But you
No.
came here through uni. So
no, I grew up in Buckinghamshire. I came here in 1990. I was 18 and I was at York St John for 4 years, which was an amazing place to be. It was like a sort of kind of creative apprenticeship, really. You know, there was drama. I did English and drama, so there was drama, there were plays, there were bands playing, there were dance shows, people playing classical music. It was just an amazing place. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. And the thing I noticed most about you, Miles, is you seem to have such a well connection to the York creative scene. You seem to know a lot of people, you know, maybe everyone in the York scene. So how did that happen? Was that through your uni days, or has that just been through, you know, everything that you do?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know, really. I like to kind of, I try and be friendly, and I like to sort of know what's going on, and because I've had a foot in different things, not just one thing, music and writing, and I ran a festival for a number of years, and I kind of know people through those things, really.
No, but what festival was that?
That was York Literature Festival.
Oh, did you, were you behind
I
that?
I ran that for 8 years.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, I remember we did some coverage of it probably a few years ago, but yeah, I never knew there was a connection there.
Well, there you go.
All right, well, it's been a pleasure having you on the podcast, Miles. Anything else you want to get out there before we...
No, thanks for having me on. That'd be great. Maybe play the track or something, but thanks for having me, Graham. It's been nice to chat.
Yeah, we absolutely will. Yeah, brilliant.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Miles.
Cheers, thank you.
Welcome back to the York Calling Podcast. You've just heard When It Comes to You from Miles and the Chain Gang. We hear so much awesome music here at York Calling that it's difficult to cram it all into the podcast. So this week, I wanted to share with you a bonus track. It's from Newcastle indie rock band Be Quiet Shout Loud, who, for me, channel the spirit of Hardfi and The Automatic. It's called Till the Weekend Comes Round Again.
To do. could stay in your lane and you pretend.
So, what's been happening on the website this week? Obviously, with the world as it is at the moment, we've been reporting more event cancellations than announcements. But that has left plenty of room for interviews and reviews. Over the last week, we've shared interviews with Ryan Rossoff of American prog rock trio Little King, Dean Mason from Canadian agrotech act Bleeding Raven, British alt rock band Insulus, and Spanish rockers Six to Fix, finalists in this year's International Songwriting Competition. You can also check out cool videos from local band The Howl and the Hum, American folk rock act Andrew Weiss and Friends, and Australian electro pop artist Isadore. Well, that about wraps things up for this week. I wanted to close the show with the delicate stylings of Canadian acoustic artist Missy Bauman. When I first heard her new track, I felt she was channeling a little Joanna Newsom energy, which I love. It's called H.I.M. Thank you for joining me. My thanks go again to Miles Salter. Next week, I'll be chatting to author and editor Lucy Feldhaus. Take care.
Title I forget. I listen when he's on my mind, and I'll admit he hasn't left. One day I'll pick it up, that heavy dust will bring me to tears. But for now I'll down a shot, sing forget me not, and wish he were here. I don't deserve him. He's not like us. He's pure and kind, never out of line, and his heart is full of love. There's an old guitar case somewhere with a picture of your wife and the slow song from Havana that came from another life. But we were all of that at once, the highest tide of afterglow. Was it love or drugs or alcohol? I guess I'll never know. Deserve him. He's not like us. He's pure and kind, never out of line, and his heart is full of love. You don't deserve. We can't help but break every heart that comes to us. that harmless Indian medicine sure made a fucking mess of us. Mm-hmm.